He's kind of like the Joe Rogan of the hospitality industry right now.
Before we continue with this episode of Slick Talk, again, I'm really excited to have Joshua Rockwell on the show. Great friend of mine, great leader, and just overall great guy to talk to in the industry, and I'm glad to have him as a guest. But before you end this episode, I mean it, every single one of you who have listened need to stay through all the way to the end. I have a cool and a really exciting announcement about the podcast, and you need to be present and listen to it. So, listen all the way through. If you don't listen all the way through, that's fine, I get it, but please do, because I have a great, cool, exciting announcement, especially if you live in Washington. So get ready and get set and listen to this podcast and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast where we discuss all things hospitality, hotels, and business. You can find us online at slicktalkthepodcast.com and on every podcast listening platform.
The kind of certain highlights of the episode that we talked about here. So go ahead, tune in, enjoy, and I hope you guys get a ton out of it. Thank you.
Welcome to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast where we discuss all things hospitality, hotels, and business. You can find us online at slicktalkthepodcast.com and on every podcast listening platform.
Thank you, everybody, for coming back to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. I'm the host, Will Slickers, and today I actually have the pleasure of being on site at the Hotel RL in Olympia, Washington. And I have the awesome general manager named Ron here, who we're going to interview and just kind of dive into a little bit of his background, the history of the hotel, the history of the brand, and all the exciting things that involve hospitality. So, Ron, thank you for joining.
Well, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the RL Olympia.
That's been great. It's been a great show or a great stay so far. So I really just want to dive into kind of you, who you are, what your background is, and a little bit of maybe history for the listeners in the hospitality industry and kind of what you've been through and some cool stories and, of course, the brand and everything that's going on here at the RL.
Well, I'm a veteran, so I got lots of stories.
I love it. I love it.
I've been doing this for over 35 years and started out right here in Tumwater.
Right here, right on.
You know, I call it Tumwater because it's right next door, right?
Yeah.
And so I started out here and at this hotel, first job.
The very first one?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I won't give you the year.
That's okay. Long time ago.
And, you know, I progressed through some different companies and had the pleasure of working, you know, for some good organizations. And, you know, now it's kind of brought me back full circle.
Very nice.
Here at the RL Olympia.
Very nice. So you first started here, first time ever.
We got some kids playing some foosball over here.
Yeah. So hey, it's all about
that's
the experience.
Part of the RL,
it's all
right?
About the RL experience. I love it.
Yeah, I mean that's what we're about. We're, you know, we're one of nine.
One of nine. Okay.
RL branded with Red Lion.
Yes.
Hotels, and Red Lion has 76, you know, properties that are, you know, franchise and different levels, and they've come up with this RL brand, and we put this together about 3 years ago here.
Okay, this property itself.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice.
And you know, it's been our goal, Red Lion's goal, to bring something that's kind of an experiential.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, look something unique. Here, you know, they listen to the guests, they get the feedback. You know, they wanted to create something that would be unique in that regard, and so. You know, we put together the living stage where we're at right now.
Yeah, the awesome living stage.
Awesome living stage where we have a lot of local and regional artists that come in and play. And
now podcasts.
And podcasts now today, yep. And right next to us, we have a coffee bar. Instead of, you know, having the in-room coffee or in the restaurant, we invite you to come down here to the lobby and get a free 8-ounce espresso.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
On us.
All right.
So it's pretty cool, right?
Well, I know I'm going to be the first thing tomorrow morning. That's awesome.
Yep, we got that. And we, you know, we have these over here on the other side of me is our RL bicycle. And
it's perfect.
So you can scoot around Olympia when you have time.
Heck yeah.
You know, tomorrow.
Yeah, while the weather is while the weather's still good.
Yeah, still good. Yeah, a good time of year. And you know, in our guest rooms, you know, we took the rooms back to, you know, more of a refined, clean look. We went with hardwood floors.
Yeah, definitely. I was kind of shocked by that.
Our guests, you know, like to having the hardwood floors. They feel more comfortable with that. And instead of the art on, you know, we created murals, you know, for the walls. And you know, it's really about when you stay in a hotel, it's about having a clean room and a comfortable bed, right?
Yes, yeah, always, number one.
That's really important to have that good sleep.
Yes,
And so our beds are pretty comfortable here. Yeah. So this is kind of what we've done, new look, in recreating this here for the brand, for Red Lion. And I work for now Ambridge Hospitality.
Yes.
Which just merged with Interstate Hotels.
About a week ago. Yeah, yeah.
Now we're 1,400 hotels worldwide, the largest third-party hotel management company in the world.
Yeah.
And I have the pleasure of working with Ambridge here to manage this this fine asset for Red Lion.
Awesome.
So getting back to, again, my story, I started out as a young man many years ago and worked for a company that was then called Vance Hotels, which became West Coast Hotels and now it's Coast Hotels. And I worked with them for over 30 years, helping them out. And
how many people started?
Well, when I was there in the corporate office, there were four of us.
Four of you, including the secretary?
Well, we called it a secretary back then. And her name was Wendy. So, you know, I had to find a building, a company at that time. Then I landed myself at their flagship property in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Called Benson.
Yeah.
And I was there for 17 years. And I got a lot of fun stories with that hotel. And
not too far from where I am, Seaside. So
that's right. Yeah. That's right. You're over there in Seaside.
I'll have to make it a little stop over.
Yeah, it's on the way.
That's awesome.
So I retired from them.
Okay.
Took a couple years. I had a grandson I wanted to spend some time with.
And yes.
A friend of mine said, hey, you want to come work for Interstate, which is now Ambridge? I said, okay. And I came back and managed the Crown Plaza in Lake Oswego, Oregon. And about 8 months ago, I came here to Olympia. Full circle,
right around. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Good stuff.
Well, I'm kind of curious, just kind of an impromptu question, but what's it like going from a branded hotel like IHG with the Crown Plaza and then to maybe like the management company style? Is it for you as just with your experience? I'm kind of curious.
But, you know, brands are brands.
Yeah.
IHG, Red Lion, Marriott, Hilton, Coast, you know, they all have their way of doing things and what they want to represent. And you have your compliance with the different brands. The management is, you know, behind the scenes. We're the ones working the asset for the owners.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll have an owner of a hotel and you'll have a brand flag, as we call it.
Yes.
And then you have a management company. So you have three entities that are involved with the property, you know, like this one.
Yeah.
And so I answer to a lot of people.
I was gonna say, a lot of hands in the pot.
The most important person I answer to is the guest.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I have a lot of workings with the guests and actually the associates here. I believe in good foundation is good associates and supporting the associates so they can do their job and take care of the guests.
Definitely. Yeah, that's what the podcast is all about. That's what we talk about all the time. So that's awesome.
Someone referred to it as, it was actually put together through Harvard. It's called the Service Profit Chain.
Service what?
Service Profit Chain.
Okay.
It's the foundation is, you know, work with the associates, take care of the associates, let them take care of the guests, and, you know, the end result is good stuff.
Yes. Awesome. And it seems pretty successful then?
It's been successful in the areas that I've got involved with, and I'm happy to and honored to be here.
Excellent. Well, so what we kind of jumped into what the brand is for RL. It's about the experience, it's about the guests, it's about kind of creating the come visit us kind of feel where I'm kind of curious with this property specifically went under a remodel
three years ago. Created this new look, put this together, put the guest rooms and public spaces and you got me sweating here next to the
fireplace. I know, it's a little warm.
Yeah,
it's a little warm.
And you know, the coffee bar and the bicycles and
awesome.
And so that's what you know, hotels do. They, you know, they put money aside so that they can, you know, improve their assets or properties, continue to be successful in the markets that they're in.
Awesome. Well, I guess some behind the scene type of stuff. What is it? I guess for a lot of the listeners that we have with the podcast, they're all either very young and hungry in the industry. They're either very experienced or they're just kind of dabbling in restaurants or whatever else there may be in hotels and hospitality. What's a piece of advice that you think from the 35 years you could pass down to any of the 48,000 listening this month?
Well, the listeners out there, if hospitality is a fun and exciting industry to be part of.
Yeah.
That's what I would say to the listeners out there. I think that every day is different.
Yes.
If you want a routine and you want something the same every day, this is not it.
Yeah, don't do this. Don't do hotels.
This is, you wake up in the morning and you start your day and it, you know, you got a plan.
Yeah.
But, you know, the plan's going to vary because you have a lot of moving parts. And so it's an exciting industry. I love what I do. You've got to like people.
Yes.
You know, people are the biggest part of this.
I was going to say that's probably what makes things change so much is you got so many different personalities and different travel arrangements and all sorts of things going on that you do got to prepare for.
Yeah, in this hotel, we get guests that, you know, come internationally, you know, mostly Canada.
Yeah.
This is Olympia is the capital of the state. And mm-hmm. So we got a lot of people coming to do business here in Olympia. But also we're right next to some, you know, some pretty good attractions like the Olympic Rainforest.
Okay, yeah.
And people come here and they want to go up there and camp and hike. And this is the midway between Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington.
Yep.
And so it's a good stopping point for a nice R&R and a good stays, you know, a good place to stay. And we've got 12 acres
okay.
here of ground. So we're pretty nice a little resort.
For yeah, I didn't know that. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's you know, we have 16,000 square feet of meeting space as well for groups.
Okay, yeah.
We can do parties of 10 or, you know, 600.
Well, I know there's a lot of businesses right around the corner all over the place right when you pull in. So I was kind of noticing that.
Yeah.
The business travel is probably heavy here.
We get some good, we're having some good fortune with some business travel. So, and you know, 193 rooms here at this RL
okay.
property. It's a good size, a full service hotel with a restaurant and bar.
Yeah. And, excellent.
You know, the coffee bar in the morning.
Heck yeah. Best part. My favorite. So I guess for the RL brand itself, a lot of, hotel chains and brands and all sorts of affiliates, they have a rewards program, and I'm just kind of curious if you can just tell us a little bit about the Hello Rewards. You know, a lot of like Marriott I'm very familiar with. I started out as a Marriott employee myself, and so, you know, silver, platinum, or absolutely. Silver, gold, platinum, all that good absolutely. Stuff. So,
well, curious. You know, most of the hotels that are branded will mm-hmm. have a loyalty points program. We have a unique one here with our brand.
Yes.
Hello Rewards is the name of our loyalty program, and what's unique about it is that your points are, you can redeem them at a dollar value.
Okay.
So if you got 1 point, that's $1.
Awesome.
You can apply that to anything at an RL hotel, a red
okay.
line hotel, you know, with those points.
Yeah, so that's a good value.
That's a little bit different than some of the other programs that are
yeah,
out
definitely.
There. And you know, we're pretty excited about that. And here at the RL with this program.
Very nice. Well,
it's a little special.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's really good value. And especially if you occur enough stays, adds up pretty nice. So yeah,
you're already accumulating points, right?
I know. Right on. I actually did sign up. Yeah. So so with the Hello Rewards, obviously there's a lot of loyalty, and every hotel wants to have the best loyalty with their return customers. What's kind of give us some experience that you've seen from the years of the creation of OTAs and OTCs, and that for me, like, I am always about direct bookings, and I think you were telling me a little of a story beforehand that really caught my ear, and so
yeah, behind the scenes we were talking a little bit, and you know, I think because of, you know, how long I've been with the industry, I have some stories. You know, once upon a time,
when, yeah.
As I told you, you know, the guy called me up on the phone when I was managing a hotel, and I think I was an assistant manager.
Okay.
Of a property, and he said, "Hey, if you give me 10 rooms, I'll sell them for you." well, that guy's probably Expedia now.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's what happens. You know, that's what it was back then, and you know, that's how we used to do business. But now we do it a little bit differently. And
yeah.
And the OTAs have some good value for our guests. We recognize that. We partner with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a market that has a good presence for OTAs.
I agree.
Online travel agents, as we call them.
Yes. Yeah.
Some might call them, you know, OTCs or OTOs or organizations. But yeah, so those partnerships are important for us. It's important for our guests. We have a rate parity.
Yeah.
With them, so whether you book here at the hotel directly, you're a loyalty program member, you book directly with us, or you go online, you're going to find the same rate. We'll match the rate.
Yeah.
And that's what the brands do.
Excellent. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know
you don't want to get into my stories.
Oh, I do. I do. But I want to hear your most either craziest or funnest or most memorable moment in the industry from your time of service.
Well, I've had a few. I think I mentioned I've had a pleasure of hosting some dignitaries, U.S. presidents. And some sports figures, basketball players, Shaquille O'Neal, and
what did you invent for him?
Pardon me?
What did you invent for him?
That takes me back to creating the 8-foot bed. I called it the NBA bed.
The NBA bed.
It's 8 feet in length because when I got to this hotel, we were hosting NBA teams, and our regular Kings are too short.
Yeah.
And if you're 7'6", you don't fit. And so I went and contracted with a bed manufacturer, and they created a 1,200 coil pillow top, 8-foot bed for me. And I was the first one to have 8-foot beds in the Portland market.
Awesome.
And that was pretty good stuff. And the NBA team, you know, they really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Now their feet weren't dangling the whole time.
You know, even the 6'5" guys, they still liked it. But I created that, and I've had the pleasure of meeting some nice actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. And my most memorable moment was with Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman was filming in the city that I was in, and we had dinner together.
And so awesome.
What an original guy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that, and that was a nice memory for me.
Yeah.
And so it's a great industry. It's an industry that you never know who's going to walk in, you know, where they're going to be at and who's passing through. And you know, we treat everybody the same, you know, whether you're representing a country or just yourself. I believe in, you know, taking care of, yes, is the answer. What's the question?
Yeah.
You know, that's my philosophy, and that's what I like to see happen with my team members
at
our properties. And so that's what I'm about.
Awesome. Well, hey, I just really want to say thank you for your time and appreciate it. I think this is really just fun to chat about the experience and kind of the background of what most people don't really get to see or hear about, especially with, you know, management companies and owners and franchise and all the other stuff. And of course, dinners with Morgan Freeman. So
that's good stuff. You know, we're the largest one, if not the largest industry in the world, and a good opportunity for many of your listeners that want to get started. Hotels industry, restaurant bar, it's good stuff. It's adventurous. It's fun to do. It's very unique and experiential. And we welcome you to come on board.
Right on. Well, thank you everybody for tuning back into Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. You can check out the Hotel RL in Olympia, Washington. Just go to hotelrl.com. You can find it on the web. Great property. Come stay here, have a cup of coffee, and come say hi to all the staff, and we'll tune in next week.
Thank you so much for listening. We love your support and want to provide the best we can to all our listeners. So please find us online, social media, and on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast.
Hope you enjoyed the episode, everyone. I had a great pleasure of just talking with Ron and
getting to chit chat on the living stage, and he's a great guy. Definitely would love talking to him again. Definitely worth checking out the property and coming here and experiencing what the brand and property has to offer, and of course to the amazing staff. So we've had a great experience here, great time, and stay tuned for next week's episodes. And we have a ton of content coming out and going through the pipeline here, so I'm really excited. And of course, other exciting news I'll announce, but it's just slowly getting better and better, and we're enjoying so much of this. And so thank you to all our listeners who do tune in. It's a real pleasure to be a part of this industry and just a part of the experience that we get to bring here with the podcast and with everybody involved. So stay tuned, and we'll see you next week.
I think have been major benefits, and I see it in other people that are finding these things and trying to envelop them into their leadership abilities has been very helpful for them, as well as, you know, increasing your knowledge and bettering your skill set. You know, I know we're going to touch on me getting my sommelier certification not too long ago, in a little bit, but, you know, constantly having that desire for knowledge and wanting to continue your learning. You know, that's always something that we talk about in different leadership settings, is what are we doing to continue learning and things like that. And where are the opportunities where, you know, somebody in my position can work on getting a sommelier or getting certification in food or culinary or reading a leadership book or taking a class. But, you know, getting that if you want to hold, you know, a team accountable and kind of hold them to the same expectations of having that thirst for knowledge, you know, lead by example and better yourself, find ways to constantly keep learning. Cause you're absolutely right. We're human beings, and there's always opportunities where you've met a great leader in your past, but I'm sure they're working on something. We're always working on something that we could be better. So, you know, when your team knows that you're working on you and trying to make yourself better, and that you're not perfect, that helps support them in their, you know, attitude towards taking those next steps. Do they want to go back to school? Do they want to finish school? Do they want to get a certificate? Do they want to go after the sommelier? Do they want to do those kind of things that are going to make them look great on paper and then look for that next opportunity to grow their career?
Definitely. I agree with that. Your sommelier certification. And then for me, I just got my CRME, so my Certified Revenue Management Expert certification. And I'm telling you, man, it's just every time, I think my favorite thing with any leadership that I've encountered in my life, whether it's been in the hospitality industry or not, like you said, we're not perfect, but my favorite thing, I think, with leadership is that I love it when they admit they're wrong. Like, I love it when they're, you know, I made a mistake. I messed up. This wasn't the best call in all this time and money into the property. And then let's say you don't go live and you don't do a soft launch and you just let guests book that aren't your friends and family. They're going to not destroy you, but if there's anything wrong or something that maybe got left out, they're going to place that in the review. And that's something that could have been prevented in my eye and standpoint. So when I have had friends and family, they are honest, they're genuine. They do, you know, look at it in a different way than you do, because especially when, you know, it's your property, you probably become really close to the project, you know? And so, so they do get to kind of give you a heads up, like, hey, you know, the way you placed this was a little confusing, but I think if you put it here, this would be a little bit better, or, you know, whatever that kind of, you know, suggestion they may have.
Absolutely. And if you use that to your advantage and say, you know, like if you get reviews out of that are good while they like in person give you feedback, you're doing your listing a favor. And a lot of channels boost your listing, first time listings with zero reviews, to the top to give you a chance. So you really, really want to use that month to your maximum potential.
Yeah, definitely. And then it also gives you a really, like, if you have a, let's say you're not cleaning your own property and you have like a housekeeper or maybe a manager or a co-host that you kind of designate for the cleaning process. That gives them some practice. That gives them some genuine practice. It's not like you stayed there, because if you stay there, you're not going to use every amenity because you are like, I want to make sure I'm not spending money on something I don't need to. But when you have guests that are staying there and they're not really thinking about that, then you get your manager or housekeeping team an honest chance to figure out their flow, which is going to save you money in the long run, especially because a lot of checkout and check-in times only gives you maybe 4 to 5 hours in between. So, you know, you want to use that time most efficiently and effectively. If you can get the property done sooner rather than later into a set scale and standard and consistency, then it's going to be really, really huge.
Yeah, it's awesome. And like, I think it's great. And especially if you don't get it right the first time, these people are like your family and friends are going to be nice, and they're going to be the ones that help you. But if it's a stranger, they're going to be brutal, and they're going to give you a bad review. And those are hard to come back from.
Yeah, they're not forgiving in that. Nope. it's funny, but we'll get, that's a whole separate thing, friends and family. But instant booking, I know this is a cool feature that are on most platforms.
Yeah.
Kind of dive into what are the benefits of instant book. I know a lot of hosts
to go from, you know, a lover of food and beverage and just in general, to then know some of these stories and get more in depth with where it came from, what it's supposed to taste like, why they do this, what processes did they do in vinification that made it the way it is, that the appreciation for wine has gotten just more and more in depth for me, that it's not just
TA asks you, you'll find that they oftentimes help to reduce getting a guest you wouldn't expect. So they have things like, do you allow parties, do you allow kids, do you allow pets, you know, what they get really specific, like what do you not allow, and if you fill it all out, instant book should work in your favor and you shouldn't have to do much vetting. The reason why instant book is so important is that when they go back to that idea that people do 140 different searches, when they're ready to book, they don't want to waste a day. They don't want a 24-hour turnaround. They want to book on the spot, and they want to lock it in. Typically, what we find is when it goes through an inquiry format, sometimes it works. You know, sometimes it goes through. They're patient. That's fine. But sometimes what you see is they're also booking in another property. And if that one confirms ahead of time before you can get back, they oftentimes, you know, say, don't worry about it. Found a place somewhere else. You can, you know, remove my inquiry, and then you've lost out on that booking. So it's really important to kind of that speed to that customer makes all the difference.
Yeah. If it's kind of like when you go buy something, when you go look at something online, maybe if there is an opportunity to get it and you're like, yeah, I want it. You want it. You don't want to just wait. I think we're, as humans, we're pretty impatient sometimes, and especially when we're like, yeah, this is vacation, this is going to be fun, this is blah, blah, blah. When we know we want something and we want to book it, we want it now. And I think that kind of goes into the whole aspect of instant book.
As far as guests go, like, you know, I want to vet every single guest. There's only so much you can do. Like, I'd hate to say it, but, you know, getting into the realm of having 100% perfect guests all the time is quite difficult. But what you're really aiming for is, you know, that the same thing goes for you, that if you do enough work to put in all the amenities and all the things you're expecting, your expectations are the same as like reality. So it goes both ways. So the guests are getting what they expected and you're getting what you expect out of a guest.
Definitely. I think you create the perception of what kind of guests you want to attract when you're creating your listing.
Absolutely. And that
kind of to like listing completeness. You know, it's never good when you leave your listing incomplete, because that does open up the door for potential, I guess, mishaps and types of guests that you may not want.
Yeah.
So, well, let's kind of get into the final part of the podcast. Tips and tricks for the first-time owner. At Travel Nest, you work with so many vacation rental properties and hosts who are advertising their property for the first time. And I'm pretty sure a lot of listeners out there are maybe, I know we have a big hotel and restaurant base, for listeners, but I know we have a big base of, you know, first-time listeners of, you know, vacation rental industry. So what advice do you have for them for the first-time vacation rental hosts and kind of the importance of what they can do?
Yeah, as a first-time vacation rental host, I really recommend doing some research on what good listing is. Now, obviously, TravelNest provides this service as well, but you can go out there and you can find this information too. And what I recommend is make sure it's high quality when you're ready to push it live. If you go out and it's kind of maybe medium or average, or you've used some placeholder photos, that will hurt you, because the very first month that you're live, that's when you're going to be ranked the highest and they're going to give you the best opportunity to get booked. So we really recommend spending the time to make sure it's high quality. So get your photos done and make sure the photos match specifications, fill in all of those amenities, be very detailed with your availability and your pricing, and almost make sure it's at like 100% complete with what you're looking at. And then that will give you the best chance for booking. And like we said before, like when you're going live, I recommend, you know, if there's a date that's unsold, give it to a family member. Like we said, like make sure they can go in, do a review, get you some reviews early up front, because booked listings get booked. Unbooked listings start to float to the bottom, or sink to the bottom, as we would say. And so those, that first month is really integral. If you do need to block off a bunch of dates because, you know, things happen, or you've got someone who's booked it in for a month, we oftentimes recommend snoozing the listing. So there's a way to kind of say, you know, this isn't available for sale. And what it does is it kind of stops you from sinking down the rankings. And when you come back, it gives you that inflated boost again. If you just block off dates, it just kind of thinks you're floating around, and they're not, and the channels kind of do some funny stuff to it. So we've seen that when you actually snooze it and come back, you get that fresh start again, which is great.
Yeah, very nice. I love that. So I guess for me and for the audience, what or where can the audience, people, members, slick talkers out there find TravelNest and the information about what you guys do, what you offer, and possibly getting their listing on your platform?
Yeah, so definitely head over to TravelNest.com. There is a whole series of blogs written. They're free blogs to read, but they tell you a lot of the same information that tell you how to build a quality listing. And then when you're ready, definitely try us out. We are Scotland-based, but we help globally, so don't let that stop you. And really, if you sign up and for a demo, we'll walk you through it, show you how to add your property, and really make sure it's a usable experience. And we'll help you be on all six channels, make it a seamless, easy to manage, and boost those bookings.
Awesome. Well, I will also include all the details from our conversation here into the show notes, and also kind of throw it up on the website. If you are listening for the first time, then definitely check out TravelNest. Meg has been a great guest, and all the content that we have talked about today is going to be used many, many ways. So, and if you like this episode and all the other stuff that we've said, stay tuned for more, because obviously Meg, myself, TravelNest are going to be working together in a few more episodes in the future. So I'm really excited to be working with you guys, and I'm just appreciative of your time and your expertise of being on the show. So, yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's been really fun. Like I said, it's been a cool dynamic working with people in Scotland, and yeah, the opportunity to grow, you know, the industry that we love, and to do the things that we love for what we do every day. So
next time we'll bring in someone with a Scottish accent, so we can give you the full Scottish flavor.
I've heard a little bit in yours. I know. The blood, but I can hear a little bit. It's like, oh, she's picking it up over there.
I know. I'm so proud. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for tuning in, guys, to Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast. Again, I will leave all the details and links in the description below. Check out TravelNest at TravelNest.com. And then you can also find everything on SlickTalkThePodcast.com as well. And I'll have all the show notes and pretty much all the tools, tips, and tricks that Meg and myself discuss. And look forward to more episodes in the future. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Thank you so much for listening. We love your support and want to provide the best we can to all our listeners. So please find us online, social media, and on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast.
What's up, everybody? If you've gotten this far into the episode of Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast, then you are amazing, and thank you so much for tuning in. We want to send you two places really quickly. If you can, check out the show notes and click the hospitality.fm link. Check out all of our other shows on the podcast network. And don't forget, if you have someone that you want to hear on the podcast, then fill out the guest fill out form so that way we can get them on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy another episode of Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast.